of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mug Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot Business Owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome, everybody, to Lightspeed today. Steve Starrs here with you, along with Etheric Dave, and we have the pleasure, I think, of having Dave present with us almost all the time on this show, because Dave got up and early and did all of his things, and you're going to be with us for the whole duration today, Dave? Hope so.
That's the plan. Don't hold me to it, because as soon as you commit to something, the gremlins always strike.
Yeah, you never can tell with his business. I mean, all of a sudden at the drop of a hat, something might change. But, you know, it's interesting, and we're seeing some things happen, of course, around the world economically right now. And that's volatility provides an option for people, and you know, it's not always the downside, and this is the way you can you can look at the way things work here. And, you know, we talk a lot about what's going on in this country. And, you know, I'm, like a lot of people, really discouraged to a certain extent, Dave, as to how many people really aren't paying attention at all and don't have any options or ideas. You know, it's pretty disgusting, if you ask me, you know. I don't believe it's quite as clear as night and day. You know what I mean? But it's time people realize we live in a nation full, just absolutely full of lies. They're just everywhere. You got Ted Cruz now, who, as we talked about a little earlier, as I understand, he was born in Canada to Canadian parents. He is not legitimate to be a presidential candidate. And,
nope.
Yeah, I'm in the state of Colorado. Of course, they did away with our primary this year. And they decided that they would gather together all of their honchos and choose themselves as delegates. And now they've already, six of them have already decided they're going to vote for Ted Cruz. Well, I'm about ready to get on the phone, and I recommend other people do to your Republican congressmen and senators and say, hey, do you guys realize what your party's doing to you? There's going to be a mass evacuation from Republicans this November because of what you're doing, and it's illegal. You have an illegal presidential candidate you're running here, and the state of Colorado didn't even give us a choice, and they're just going to decide what they want to do with that vote. I think you're in trouble. So I mean, I think there are reasons to talk to you senators and congressmen, especially. So you guys have spent years trying to take over and dominate Congress, and you're going to lose it all just because of your own stupidity. And the Republican Party, friends, has sold this nation out for way too long. People like Rush Limbaugh need to get on the stick. Others out there who are not paying attention at all. People need to wake up and fast, because there's just, you know, I'm not trying to send off, you know, some sort of scathing, angry, fearful, paranoia remark, but we're in trouble here. We are in trouble.
Oh, we are. You know, there are those that aren't paying attention, and I think they're more in the minority than what you would think. There are those that have paid attention. They're just so burned out on it. They become apathetic. And there are those who are paid not to pay attention or act like they're not, so they go along with the agenda because they're receiving a paycheck. So which is it? Who the hell really knows? The result's the same. We're in trouble.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, of course, we've talked about expenditures and money and everything like that. And I've even mentioned that entitlements, friends, have become really a millstone around our neck financially. We have people who retired as municipal workers with earning $40,000 a year are now getting $65,000 to $70,000 a year in benefits. You know, and some of them are double dipping. They're going back to work, to be honest with you, and even making more. And, you know, the fact is we're paying people a lot of money that haven't been working for a long time, more money than they earned in their last paychecks right now. Now, I'm not against people having a great retirement. I'm really not. And I know a lot of people work very hard for it. I mean, Social Security is really not on the high end of that stick, but a lot of people who've been in firemen, teachers, municipal workers, things like that, a lot of people are making a lot of money for not working and haven't been working, more money than they were making while they were working on these pension agreements that were sold to them. And hey, I mean, if you got that kind of a retirement plan, buy it, right? I mean, I don't blame these folks. But here's the point. We can't hire new teachers. We can't hire new firemen. We can't hire people to go down and work at the sewage plant anymore. We just don't have any money in these contracts. Unless we turn things around, friends, we're going to have a massive infrastructure collapse and economic stability in the inner cities and around the counties and states, of course, on people who we can no longer afford to pay to be doing these jobs or who don't have any near the amount of experience that they're going to have, Dave. And this is one of those things that I'm in favor of trying to pay these people's retirements and their pensions, but we're going to have some money to do that. We're going to have to make money to do that. And
yeah, where's it all going to come from? Maybe we ought to stop buying bullets and bombs to blow people up across the world and actually start taking care of things here at home. Oh, that's a novel idea, isn't it?
Sure is, yeah. And a guy that that has all the answers is Bernie Bob Tuscan Sanders. Bob, we were just laughing about Bob Tuscan's Bernie Sanders imitation, which is very good, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's a real good one. He needs to be on Saturday Night Live with that.
Right. Hey, but he needs to get like a white-haired beard, yeah, or no, a bald, you know, kind of a bald, white-haired, fly, Dr. Frankenstein type, hairdo, you know, and, do his thing.
A little bit more fun than that would be to actually shave part of his head, dye the rest of it, white, and stick his finger in a light socket.
Yeah. Yeah, there. And there you go. And then, yeah, go through a wind tunnel and get a wax job on the way out, you know, something like that might work. Yeah. So, but he is good at that, that's for sure, that is Bernie Sanders. But, you know, and we talked about, what's gonna happen if, let's say they just do decide to eliminate Ted Cruz legally and Hillary Clinton legally. Well, and they're doing everything they can to try to dismantle Trump's momentum. I don't think it's gonna work very well, but they may come up short, Trump's campaign may come up short of the 1237 if there isn't some change here very quickly. And Trump is arguing that he's legally not bound to the Republican Party anymore because of their cheating and their lying and their backstabbing, treacherous, evil, wicked, vile ways. This is the party that brought you 9/11, friends. They haven't changed. They've been covering up for wickedness and evil for years. And it's time to, I'm going to call my senators and congressmen. I'd even like to get the chairman of our Republican Party on the show. Of course, you're never going to do that. And ask him, why are you voting for somebody who is not a legitimate candidate? You know, come on. I mean, you know, you can ask these questions all you like, but friends, it isn't these people that are in these positions of being these traitors that we need to ask these questions. It's the people who are around us asking them, are you aware of what's going on here? Do you have the slightest idea? And if you are aware, as you said, Dave, there's a lot of folks that are just burned out. I mean, it's like the elephant, you know what I mean? When you tie the chain around him when it's young and you put a big stake in the ground that he can't lift out and you keep him tied up there, you know, he develops the idea that he can never get away. And these people don't feel like they can get their country back. They're like the elephant. I mean, the elephant now is, 100 years old, right? Or however long those pachyderms lived, you know, but, they're so old, he can't remember ever being able to get away, and all you have to do is tie him up with a little rope and he never wanders off. That's the way the people in this country are right now. They're just basically, they have no energy to change things anymore, and they're not paying attention, and of course the bad information they get, sucking it up out of that digital, you know, a propaganda well called the television set, you know, listening to these idiots on TV. I don't know. It's a tough call, isn't it?
It is. It's disgusting, and I'm borderline getting burned out on my darn self. Been trying to wake people up for a long time, and actually, I think there's been some progress on that because, you know, 10 years ago, people would look at you like, you know, you're a kook, you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nut, and now they're coming back and saying, you know, you were right about all of that. All right, good. I'm glad you recognize that. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. What are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, a lot of folks that I know, I have a wonderful, he's actually my brother-in-law. He's a gentleman who served in Vietnam and survived, has some stories, PTSD. I mean, there were some amazing things. He was there in the early years. You know, and he was telling me that he didn't like Trump because he wasn't a politician. I'm going, what? wait a minute. Did I hear you right? You said you don't like Donald Trump because he's not a politician. And, you know, of course, he's a vet, and I've mentioned him before, and he's had a lot of trouble with things, and trying to get hearing aids, and he has to go all the way up from where we live, about 45 to 50 miles to the north to Cheyenne, to get any, and he's been up there like 7 or 8 times to get his hearing aids and everything like that. He finally got them after about a year and a half. And I'm saying, look, you know what a hassle it is trying to get your veterans benefits. And I'm saying, you know, there's not very many people out there who are really concerned about vets, but that's one thing Donald Trump has stood up for. You got to be paying attention to that. You're not going to get, I don't know where people think their money's going to keep coming from is the problem. And, you know, we've talked about this before. If we don't reignite the power of this country to create its wealth, its own wealth, and be independent, it's not going to come from anybody else, friends. And they're just going to keep giving it away. But, I mean, these are the kinds of people that need to be paying attention, especially when you're somebody like a veteran, when you're somebody who is on Social Security, when you're a young person thinking, I might have a future in this country when I pay off my student loans, you know. We've got young ones trying to do that right now too, Dave. And I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and stuff like that. That kind of money, they're going to hit the ground in huge debt. They'll have more money in student loans than what it would cost them to buy a house, you know, and no
pretty
job.
Much. Yeah. And then when you start with that much debt, by the time you buy a house and a car and everything else, you're permanently in debt for the rest of your frickin' life. You're paying the bankers a lot more money than you're paying anybody else. You're working for them for nothing.
That's absolutely right. You know, we talked about this before that, years ago, you'd find out that people would actually buy a house and own it within about 10 or 12 years. They'd buy a car and own it within 3 or 4, maybe less. In other words, the amount of money that we're making now going into our ownership was probably 60 to 70, 80% more than what we're gaining today. People would actually take possession of the things that they're buying rather than living in a rental lifestyle. You buy a house, put your money down, hopefully it goes up in value. If you sell it, you know, you buy another house that's been bought and paid for by the banking system 5 or 6 times now, and you're paying all the interest up front. I mean, it's like we're renting space here. We're not owning the company anymore, or the property anymore, I'm saying. We just don't own the things that we buy anymore, like cars.
No, we don't. Yeah. And if you think you own your property, even though you don't have a mortgage, try not paying your property taxes for a while and see if you actually own it or not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's property taxes are really high. Hey, I just got a notice here about our Comcast bill. Okay.
Ugh, Comcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you've our Comcast bill has gone up about at least 25% just recently, you know, for the same things. Now, weren't they supposed to be providing better service with more economic means of using the infrastructure of the cable fiber networks and all this kind of stuff? And I mean, here they are vying to take over more and more conglomerates or bits and pieces creating this thing, Comcast, you know, and yet their rates go up 25%. I didn't see anybody outside hang a new line or wire. I don't really see much that's gone up in price. You wonder why the expense is so much higher now than it was just last year, 25%.
That's easy. It's easy. They needed to make it more economical for them. They're making more money, so hey, it's more economical for them. And their definition of better service, well, yeah. We won't even go there.
Right. And there have been some moves, again, to block Comcast from merging again with other companies and trying to create larger conglomerates. And friends, I used to work actually, I work with a company called, TCI, Telecommunications Incorporated, which became AT&T, Comcast, all of that. I mean, back in the days of United Cable, all the way through all that. And I was working at their satellite center for programming. I wasn't stringing line or anything. I was in television broadcasting on the uplink side. We were putting program up on the satellite to be fed all over the place. And I didn't like them then. And, you know, to be real honest with you, I have some pretty good friends who I grew up with in high school who were kind of cowboy types, and their dad was very, very big in TCI and made well over about $3 billion, you know, on this business and stuff like that. And I've never really liked cable simply because I'm an old broadcast engineer and we were sending television through the air a long time before they needed to set up their cables and sell us 99 channels with nothing on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a song about that, like, yeah. You know, and however many channels and, you know, nothing to watch. Yeah, you have that. Now, I remember the old broadcast days, you know, actually sending stuff out over the air and being able to have, you know, pocket TVs that actually worked. You know, hey, now we got all this digital TV. Oh, it's so much better. It's kind of an all or nothing deal. You know, because I remember, you know, we could, you know, pick up distant stations. We'd have a little bit of snow on there. The picture might not be perfect, but at least we could hear what was going on. Now, if you don't have a perfect signal, you're not getting anything. Okay, it's all or nothing. I mean, when it works real good, but it doesn't work on distant stations anywhere near as well. So it kind of forces everybody to go pay for their TV from cable or satellite.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're losing market share. Everybody knows this. People are tired of paying for 99 channels with nothing on. So we did, we're not even on cable, by the way, as far as TV. We're just getting, this is just our internet and, VOIP. You know what I mean? That's what we're paying for. Just internet and VOIP. Cause we're not paying for, Comcast, you know, cable service. And the reason why is obviously, as you know, Dave, I'm an old engineer, and if we can get 66 channels right off of a very good aerial that I set up out there, and I'm still needing to put it out on the on top of the roof. It's kind of up in the attic right now with a line hanging in. You know what I mean? But it does very well. But you're right. When you lose that digital carrier, then everything kind of goes to blocks and pieces, doesn't it? You know? And,
it's absolutely terrible. I kind of miss the old, you know, analog aerial TV days. Back before they made the final conversion, I actually, you know, had a day where we had some good temperature inversions, and I was picking up here from Arkansas a Florida TV station. I think it was Channel 3, and I was picking that up all the way from Arkansas. You're not going to ever have that happen with the digital signals.
Yeah, that was the neat old days. It really was. And I used to run a 316,000-watt VHF transmitter from Denver on the CBS affiliate there. I remember the days when we have to sign off at night with the Star Spangled Banner and sign back on, man. And
I remember that.
Yeah, I'd push a few buttons about 2 o'clock in the morning and down the power would go on the plate and off with the air we went. You know, then 5 o'clock in the morning I'd heat them up again. Of course we kept the plate hot all the time. And so we'd slowly lower the charge onto it again, and up came 316,000 watts and all of our translators and everything with it, you know. And it was a lot. I actually had one, television station I worked with, which was a UHF, which was 5 million effective radiated watts with translators.
Ooh,
as well.
Ooh, that's a lot of ERP.
It is. A lot of ERP. And, we were out there, you know, pumping a lot of into the etheric. Sphere, whatever you call it, the ether, as we used to call it many years ago. But my point being,
we still call it that.
Yeah, but we were doing all this for free. Of course, you would have thought that when they put in cable, they're not going to have any commercials, right? Because you're paying the cable company rather than for commercials.
Oh no, they have more commercials now. You know, it's interesting. I've got a very large archive that I've collected over the years, and you know, transferred everything over to digital. And I can tell when the show was originally aired by how long it is. You know, because you get some of the stuff that was done in the 60s. Okay, you'd have got, you know, 56 minutes worth of show out of an hour. Now, you're lucky to get 40 minutes. So, you know, it's getting shorter and shorter. I'm waiting for about, you know, 2019, maybe 2020, you know, where you have more commercial content than actual program.
Yeah, and that's the way it's getting right now because, and they're making it that way. And we used to, we'd have what they call a split break sometimes on an hour show where they would come back, you know, they'd run 2 minutes of advertising, and then you'd see the little graph that says the guiding light will continue after these messages. That actually qualified as a return to programming, right?
And then, yeah. Yeah, and I remember that stuff
and
too.
And then they would run the next 2 minutes, but we were still held, I think, to something like, 18 minutes total advertising in non-prime time or AA. And it was down to like 12 minutes, I think, in the hour. So, but that's all gone to the pieces now. And they're just, you know, making it worse and worse and charging you more and more if you're paying for it. Well, we are through the first segment. We will talk about some more things after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed, friends. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of America.
Yeah, but they still don't tell the truth either.
Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Lightspeed will continue after these commercial messages. We're one to talk, I guess, right? You know?
Yeah. Now, what we need to do is to do like a little 10-second, blurb like that and see if we can get them to, you know, cram it into the middle of the long break coming up. Don't have time to do it today, but that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, it really is, because we're running a lot of commercials here, too. And, of course, as you know, friends, it takes a little money to keep this network going, and that's why we're doing it. I wish we didn't have to. I mean, I wish we had some, like, really, really super high-quality, high-budget advertising sponsors here. So we could only run, like, maybe two or three commercials per hour of very high-quality products that, you know, paid a lot of money. And I'm not saying our products are low-quality, friends. There's some great ones up there, by the way. I'm not, there's some good stuff. I'm glad we have a lot of things like that. But, you know, that's what it takes. I mean, this is the way it works. And I kind of like the break that you get. That's the way they say it works very well with your attention span. And most of us have a kind of a short attention span. We're programmed, you know, these days to be not able to listen to anything for more than 5 or 10 minutes. And especially a program that's as exciting and makes you think like ours, Dave, right? You know?
Yeah, well, I've kind of gotten over that, actually. You know, now that I've got, you know, digital video players and DVRs and all that stuff, I clip all that stuff out. You know, even when I'm going back and listening to archives, you know, I skip past the commercials. So I'm sitting there, you know, not having my attention diverted through the entire program. So I guess I have a little bit longer attention span than a goldfish, at least.
Yeah. And that's, that's getting to the point where we are at goldfish length of attention span. And, you know, so many things happening out there. Of course, I was looking at this story, and you've probably, everybody's heard about it before, but, they're going to be building part of the Temple of Baal that stood in Palmyra, Syria, and it's going to be reconstructed in Times Square and Trafalgar Square in London. And this is a story from Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream. And, you know, it's we've heard a lot of this before, of course. In April, part of the Temple of Baal that stood in Palmyra, Syria, will be reconstructed in Times Square. The specific portion that is being erected in both cases is the 48-foot-tall arch that stood at the entrance to the temple. Now, it's important to understand, friends, that this temple was actually not really built in real long ago ancient times. I mean, the site was there, of course, and there may have been at one point other temples, but this was actually built by the Romans in about 130 A.D. by none other than Hadrian and people like that, who actually erected this thing. But it's still symbolic of a very old pagan Baal religion. And everybody knows that, of course, that Isis blew up or attacked this last one, where Marduk was the chief god of the city of Babylon, and ultimately he became known as Bel or Baal or Lord. And that's been around for quite some time. I mean, it's the old Akkadian word, Babylon, which meant gate of God or gateway of the gods. Now, as I understand, this thing is not going to be permanent. Well, that's what they're telling us, right? But,
yeah,
you know, anything in Times Square has to somehow stay there, it seems like, right?
Seems to be. And I have to file this under Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. What are they thinking with this? I mean, good grief. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like we need this, right? But again, it's all about culture, you know, all about learning, all about, you know, I mean, of course, again, this is, just, you know, all it really is was a remake of an old pagan temple site by the Roman emperor many years ago. But still, you know, these are the kinds of things that we have to attribute to, you know, our past, something that really isn't all that necessary. And of course, you know, I'm sorry to see in many ways some of these old archaeological sites go. But this really, in my opinion, wasn't anything that is necessary to be reconstructed to remind us of anything of necessity that we need. And so, of course, obviously, people are saying, is this going to open up portals to ancient demons, since it is the gateway of these demonic gods or whatever you want? Well, yeah, I think it's going to be made out of, it's not even made out of stone, as far as I know. I can't remember what the substance is, but it's kind of a, well, it's a, what is it? Some kind of a compressed substance of some sort. You know, anyway, it's one of those 3D modular type things that they're building out there. But it's just the symbolism of it that's annoying and absolutely right, absolutely. You know, and so now, you know, Leo Zagami and other people are saying that the Vatican and the Pope are calling for a one world religion, friends, a one world religion. And we've been talking about this for a long time. I mean, here you go again. This was what the Tower of Babel was all about. You know, building a place where everybody could focus all their attention.
Let's see if they can agree on what that one world religion's going to be. I bet not.
Yeah, probably not. We'll talk to you more about that after the break. Stay tuned. Lightspeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. Steve Starrs and Etheric Dave joining you Monday through Friday right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. A lot of good stories up there. I might get into a couple of them pretty quick here. But, you know, I was just talking a little bit about this whole thing of the one world religion idea that the Pope is talking about. And, of course, this shouldn't surprise any of us. We've seen this coming for a long time. You know, a lot of people probably weren't real big fans of David Wilkerson, the guy who, you know, wrote The Cross and Switchblade. You know, a lot of people may know who he was. He set up Teen Challenge in New York. But years ago, it's been at least now 40 years, 1974, he wrote a book called The Vision. And he didn't claim to be a prophet, but he just wanted to relate this vision that he had. He wasn't looking for a vision. He wasn't wanting to write one of those, another one of those prophetic books, you know. But what he had, this experience that he had was so shocking that he had to write it down. And he recorded a couple things that were very, well, a lot of things actually that were very interesting. And over the course of 40 years, I've seen about four or five of those things actually come. One of them was that he said there was going to be a huge reemergence of the old sin of sodomy coming back. Homosexuality was coming way back again. And there was going to be a baptism of filth. And there was going to be all kinds of degradation in entertainment. And the people were going to become more demented and lost in their thinking and just basically obsessed with all of this this lust society that was going to develop. You know, a lot of money, a lot of gambling, a lot of more use of drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things, and people divorce was going to continue to go way up. Well, obviously that happened. And, you know, I remember back at that time there really wasn't a lot about LGBT, gay rights and stuff like that. Of course, now they're talking about, you know, all these people are you know, filing all kinds of boycotts and assaults against the state of Mississippi because the governor signed this bill for religious freedom that doesn't force or constrain people to provide services that are completely unnecessary, of course, by the way, that somebody can get down the street, you know, in other words, because somebody resists the mind think of this ideology. Wilkerson also talked about he didn't talk about the mark of the beast, but he did talk about a kind of a walking credit card system that he talked about, which would be the preeminent parts of what was happening with the mark of the beast, or would come along eventually. And you see that in your bank card right now, and moving more towards a cashless society. He also said what would be very interesting, which you would have not have thought this in 1974, kind of still in the middle of the Cold War era, that there was going to come a revival of spiritual life to Russia as the door was closing here in the United States. As it became more decrepit and dark in the U.S., Russia was going to have a short period of time of revival where they would have a spiritual renewal there. And that's essentially exactly what's happened right now in Russia. They're a lot more on the upbeat there over, as far as, you know, the society. Now, it's got a long ways to go, friends. Nothing's perfect. Wilkerson said this is only going to last for a little while, though. And then a major famine is going to hit that part of the world, Eastern Russia and Asia, which is going to change things. Okay, so that has happened. And then the other thing that he talked about, of course, was a super church, a thing called a super church that's beginning to develop, where the Pope...
Is that like a super delegate, Steve?
Yeah, like a super delegate. Yeah, and about as reliable, too, you know. But, yeah, it's a conglomeration of all these religions, and the Pope was going to be a big part of this, and there would be a lot of Protestants who would join him, not necessarily because they have to take the stamp and approval of Rome or join the Catholic Church, but it would be about this big, huge, ecumenical-type movement, which was basically a counterfeit operation of worldly spiritual goals and religions, just like we talked about with the Arch, you know, the Arch of Babylon or Palmyra, you know, this whole thing, that the Temple of Baal, you know, the Tower of Babel, in a sense, or this one world religion system. And this is what we talked about with the Pope. But it was an interesting book, The Vision, by David Wilkerson. And if you read it, of course, back in those days, a lot of people thought he was a crazy hack, you know, to be making all kinds of these ugly predictions about what was coming upon the world at that time. But now you look back and you go, well, gee, that's not so
smart, man. You know, anybody could have seen that. Yeah, I'm sure we could have. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, what I'm saying.
Anyhow, Dave.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah, yeah, but he did talk about a spiritual revival coming to Russia at the time that it was becoming very dark in the United States, and that's exactly what's happening right now. And then,
well,
of course,
it's more than just that. I mean, you know, Edward Snowden, you know, kind of defected kind of sort of to Russia for freedom. You know, when we were brought up in the Cold War, you know, the Russians were defecting to the United States for freedom, and now we have gone into bizarre world where, you know, people are fleeing to Russia from the United States to get away from political oppression and all that.
Right.
What has happened to our world?
Hard to say, you know, because it's, hey, you got our siren? Maybe we can play that, our siren sound. We can all duck and cover. Are you ready, everybody?
You know? Yeah, okay. Let's go back to the Cold War. Here we go!
Now remember, you're gonna close your eyes, cover your ears, put your head between your legs, and... See, I'm blowing away through the dust. Are we still here? Are we here? Oh, that fallout. Yeah. Great sound effects. Very good, Dave. Okay, well, we've had some fun. Now maybe we better get serious and take a phone call or two. I think we have John in Tennessee, and let's see what he weighs in on with us. And John, are you there? Oops.
First of all, two things. You mentioned fallout. They put us in the basement for tornadoes. And put us under our desk for an atomic bomb. You realize that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, well, we didn't have a basement in our school, but we were in the inner area, of course. But, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? You know, under your desk.
Well, let me get to the reason for my call. You mentioned the Arch of the Temple Veil. They're 3D printing these things. They're starting off with three. One is going to be in Times Square. One's in Trafalgar Square. And I'm not sure where the other one is. But, Steve, eventually they're going to print 1,000 of them and put them all over the world. Now, what comes to mind for you, and then what comes to mind for me, excuse me, is 1,000 points of light, maybe, or possibly that the God of this earth, that at some point in the future, is going to be veiled. And woe unto the woman that causes your child to pass through the fire. Ask yourself who Baal is. And they want to preserve the wonderful history of the Middle East. Well, excuse me, Mr. Obama, and anyone else that's okay with the Arch of the Temple of Baal coming to New York City. Excuse me, that's not a wonderful history of the Middle East. That's a wonderful, diabolical, demonic, satanic representation of the God of this earth. It has no place, but it's going to happen. Maybe old man Bush knew these 1,000 points of light were coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he did, because that's been old man Bush's idea for a long time, the New World Order. Of course, he's a big part of that. This is nothing new. It's the same old stuff. I mean, you see it on your dollar bill. You see all these old Baal symbols and things like that. There's nothing new about any of this stuff. It's the old stuff from a long time ago. As a matter of fact, Hadrian, or the emperor who actually was the person who constructed the modern temple that we see there, by modern, I mean it wasn't the old Akkadian era of Baal worship, but this was 130 AD. You know, he was the kind of guy who was basically trying to set that thing up back in that whole area back in that time. So this is really a refab of a refab, as you pointed out there, John.
Well, and worse than that, we've got, in Tennessee, Memphis has got the pyramid. Nashville, Tennessee, for the centennial of the state, Steve, they erected an exact duplicate of the Parthenon of Pericles in a park downtown. So what is, it's not beautiful Greek architecture, although it is, I guess, attractive to look at. They've been doing this and about this for hundreds of years, and people are going and paying an entrance fee to go in and see a giant statue of Minerva in the Parthenon, covered in gold, holding the statue Nike in her hand, saying, isn't it beautiful, this goddess of war? People are so ignorant that they're going to die because of their lack of knowledge.
Yeah, and that's a case, all right. You know, Dave, what you were thinking about and what I was thinking about a little while ago was that we have so many people right now who are not paying attention to what's happening, and you wonder, I mean, is this a disease? Are people becoming dumber these days? Or, I mean,
it's the fluoride.
Yeah. It certainly seems that way. And, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, in the book of Daniel, it says, John and Dave, that, you know, knowledge shall increase in the end times. You know, and many shall go to and fro. I mean, we've never had a day in age where knowledge is doubling almost every 2 years, and maybe less than that. I mean, it's not always about the stars or the undersea or anything like that, but people are learning more about grass. Or, I mean, the amount of human knowledge is increasing almost double every 2 years right now, friends. But it also says the wise shall perceive and see what's going on, but the wicked will not. And so people are dumbing down at a massive scale almost as fast. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, that's what I'm noticing. People are getting dumber and dumber and dumber at a snowballing speed.
Well, and again, Steve, it's professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, never learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that's what we've got. Go send your kids to university. Get an education so you can get a job and be part of this Babylonian system. Don't teach your children the truth. Don't give them the truth out of the book. You know, what's it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul, guys? For anyone that's listening, this is real. And it's time that you see it. Get the wax out of your ears and let scales fall off your eyes and start getting hold of this, because it's coming, man. I'll let you go. I didn't mean to be preachy, but.
No, it's okay.
I'm in the middle of it. This is the buckle of the Bible Belt, Nashville, Tennessee. And I feel like this is where Satan has his seat, guys.
Yeah, it's that bad all over. I know. And it's happening in New York City. It's happening in Colorado. They're building things like that out here. Everywhere, especially along that 33-degree parallel, you know, Atlanta, Phoenix, Dallas, along that area, you know. So, hey, appreciate it, John. Yeah, he's a little bit, kind of a little shrill coming in on his cell phone, but the points are well made, Dave, I think. You know, good points.
Yep, and it was relevant to what we were talking about. Appreciate the call there, John. And this whole thing is just good grief, really.
Yeah, it's bad. And you know, friends, I believe that we're going to see waves of these things sweep and then kind of withdraw for a little bit and come back with another wave. And we may be on I'm hoping that we're coming to the end of the last 15 years of just ugly, miserable things that have happened since 9/11.
And one can hope.
Yeah.
You know, they keep, you know, digging all this stuff up from the past and trying to, you know, cram this down everybody's throat. How about we just come up with something new? You know, hey, I'm all about, you know, neat architecture and all that stuff. Why don't we come up with something for our own generation that's new, that nobody's thought of before? Something unique. Something, you know, appropriate to our time. Oh,
yeah.
I can't do that. We got to recycle the old ideas because we're too stupid to think of anything new.
Right. Yeah, we could have a Frank Lloyd Wright. Remember Frank Lloyd Wright, the great architect who came up with those great arches and stuff like that?
Yeah, and we got, you know, Buckminster Fuller. You know, you got all sorts of really interesting things out there that, you know, we could be building all sorts of really, you know, awesome architecture and, you know, getting back into a new renaissance and, you know, embracing, you know, art and culture and things like that rather than bombs and bullets and terror and fear and, you know, fraud and criminality and more just fraud and criminality and theft and, you know, banking improprieties and, you know, political nonsense. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, it's
beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here.
Right. I wish we could just beam up. Maybe we can. But, you know, we're talking about so many things going on right now. And the news media that we think we're getting our information from, friends, I worked in it. It's not to be trusted, these people. And, you know, the fact is, a lot of times, you know, some great folks that work in television, you know, you have a lot of fun with some of the production crew people and everything like that. But these decisions are coming down from like the news director's office and the sales manager and up top someplace. And nobody really knows why they're doing what they want to do or how they're doing it. Or, you know, you just kind of roll with the punches, you know what I mean? And then sit there while all this is happening and you're a part of it. You know, it's
they
really
know
strange.
Exactly why.
Right.
Because they want to keep their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what do you do if you've got a house and a mortgage and you got a pretty good job and you're used to your routine and you're doing it well and you're kind of having some fun working in television and stuff like that, like a lot of people are, and you're going out on an IC truck, what they call an Instacam truck or something like that, getting a story, setting up a microwave or a satellite shot. You know, maybe it's about the weather. Maybe it's about a shooting, you know, maybe it's about a legal issue or something like that. I mean, it's not all, you know, in local news or even in national news. It's not all about, you know, being programmed to spit out bad information. But as it goes through the mill, friends, as it goes through the editorial process, as the people who pick and choose and do damage control for the New World Order get a hold of it, you soon find out that you're really a party of something that's very evil. And that's why I got out of it many years ago. It just you realize there's no way I can change the editorial process in this doing what I'm doing unless I get into that position. And obviously, if you don't get into those positions, you follow orders even more strictly from those positions on up.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to stay there. You know, once you start talking truth to power, they will get rid of you quick. You know, and if you don't shut up after that, bad things is going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys are under contracts and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there are talent agencies who shop, and, you know, it's just like sports agents or anything like that. I mean, they move people around. These news anchors are with somebody who negotiates their contract. They got a 5-year contract for mucho money, you know. And you just stay with it, and people keep doing these kinds of things and find themselves trapped becoming a corporate personality. Because the weird thing about it is I can tell you folks this, that it's strange if you've ever been like a news anchor in a market or someplace. People recognize you everywhere you go. I mean, so you lose your private life. And I didn't like that, you know, because I used to go down and get some pancakes at a Greasy Spoon on Saturday morning, you know, didn't shave, didn't comb my hair hardly or anything like that. And I knew everybody down there, but they liked me for what I was. But when people say, hey, isn't that Steve on the sports? Isn't that, I mean, look what a mess he is. You know, it's not fun. I mean, you can't really be yourself, and you become a corporate image. And before too long, you're stuck with that lifestyle, man. And, you know, people have a hard time getting out of it. All right, another big-time break coming up here. Just a couple minutes, friends, and we will return to Lightspeed for some closing thoughts and maybe some other things. Who knows? Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling.
Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Well, here we are, final segment of Lightspeed today, and went through pretty fast here for this day, the 7th of April. Of course, this is tax month, the 15th.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, Steve, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of it too, you know. Well, maybe not, but you know, we're talking about some real things, friends, and you guys are important out there, and you know, I think I'm going to call my Republican senators and congressmen. We have one senator and one congressman. I remember the senator who was elected, and he was saying things to the effect on his acceptance speech that, you know, the people have spoken, and if we don't get to work and do things that they want, well, in 2 years, you know, it's going to be worse. Well, he was absolutely right, friends, because, you know, the Republican Party is, I mean, they are seriously involved in acts of treason, friends, and have been for a long time, the party itself. You know, it wouldn't bother me if the Republican Party just went away and something else came up in its place, or maybe other three or four different parties, because they are so disgusting. You know, this two-party system, friends, is nothing more than two heads of a snake. We've said it before. It doesn't mean that there aren't changes available, but it does show you that these people are intent on holding onto their power, and they're going to fight that. They're doing everything they can to keep us, the people, from getting our country back.
And oh, yeah, they are. Hey, it's time for the new party, the Pissed and Angry Party candidate, D's Nuts 2016.
Right, we're going to have D's on to do his campaign speech. Well, wait a minute, how do we get D's? I don't know. Is it possible?
They hadn't been returning my calls yet, Steve, so we'll just keep trying.
Busy guy. He's got a lot of big engagements, I'm sure, you know, on that speaking tour that he's on. So, yeah, I mean, when you have somebody with ideas like D's, you know, you're called for all over the place, just one engagement after another, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there you go, see? But, no, I'm, you know, seriously, friends, look at your third-party candidates and talk to these. Call your senators and congressmen, especially the Republicans, and tell them you guys are out of line, and you've known this was coming. So you either pull it together and get rid of this Ted Cruz guy who is not qualified legitimately to be president. What are you doing casting votes for him?
And even if he was qualified, he's in the pocket of the bankers and the establishment, and he's a real dirty, rotten scoundrel. I mean, why would you want that?
Right, he's a scumbag. Well, I guess it's time for a send-off. Stay tuned, I think, for the Bob Bernie Sanders Feel the Burn with Bob show coming up here on RBN. Right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, everybody get out there and wake as many people up as you can. Start organizing in your communities to try to do something locally, because that's the only way we're going to take that back is from the bottom up. We can't fix what's going on in Washington, D.C. until we fix what is going on in our neighborhoods, you know, period. And I think we still have a little bit of time yet left, Steve.
Oh, well, then, you know, we'll have to tell all of our listeners, be sure and call Bob Tuscan on his show and ask him to do his Bernie Sanders impersonation over and over and over. Since Bob loves to talk about the political scenery, he'll love doing Bernie Sanders. So tell Bob his Bernie Sanders is real good. It's about the only thing he does that's really good. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we have a little fun with Bob.
If he's out there listening right there, Steve, you're going to get a phone call after the show's over.
Yeah, he's going to be butting in again, doing another promotion for his show on our show before too long. Well, that's okay. We're always glad to help him out. But, you know, he does have an award-winning Bernie Sanders impersonation. And, you know, he needs the look. He needs the outfit to go with it, though.
Yes, absolutely, indeed. All right. Well, anyway, y'all get out there, you know, try to make the change you need to see in the world. Be your own hero. Don't wait for somebody else to come solve your problem. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe, stay free. Time to get in the jalopy and get on out of here.
Yeah.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
Cut the music, cut the music. Right off the back, we got some important news from the CDC. That's right, the Center for Disease Control is now coming out with an absolutely groundbreaking study. They're hard at work. Remember, the CDC is the people we need to turn to for all health analysis, for all epidemic information, and so on and so forth. And they just have come out with, again, an absolutely revolutionary study. You will not hear this anywhere else. I'm glad to break it here on today's Bob Tuscan Show. It's January 7th, 2016. This is big, folks. The CDC is now reporting, again, breaking news, same-sex intimacy, nearly three times more common for women than men. That's right. Women are more likely to get it on with one another. This is big news. Adults under the age of 45 were studied, and new research reveals women are almost three times as likely to report same-sex intimacy as men. And almost 7% say they're gay or bisexual, compared to 4% of men. Although these numbers have inched up in recent years, researchers have long noted that women exhibit more flexibility in their sexual preference than men. The findings are based